This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Prime Minister directs authorities to set up domestic organic certification system, easing costly foreign certification. Nepal Rashtra Bank allows entry up to $5,000 without customs declaration. Department of Livestock Services says bird flu spread has been contained with no new cases reported since mid-July. And West Asia tensions escalate as U.S. strikes on Iran continue pushing oil prices higher. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has directed the concerned government agencies to establish a domestic certification system for organic agricultural products, ending the need for costly international certification. During a meeting with representatives of the Organic Association Nepal at the Prime Minister's office in Singhadarbar yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government would take necessary steps to certify organic production within the country. Organic entrepreneurs welcomed the government's commitment and called for the restoration of certification subsidies. The Prime Minister assured the farmers of support by promoting compost production, curbing the excessive use of chemical fertilizers and pesticides, and addressing policy barriers affecting exports. Representatives of the Organic Association Nepal and leading organic tea and agro-industry entrepreneurs attended the discussion. Finance Minister Dr. Swarni Mwagle has said the government is working to remove Nepal from the Financial Action Task Force or FATF grey list by strengthening tax administration and tackling money laundering. Addressing tax officials from across the country in the Inland Revenue Department in Kathmandu yesterday, the Finance Minister stressed the need for a transparent, effective and accountable tax system. Meanwhile, the government has amended the procedure governing interest grants on concessional loans to strengthen monitoring, improve transparency, and ensure the effective use of subsidized credit. The Ministry of Finance has brought into effect the first amendment to the procedure on interest grant for concessional loans 2083 Bikram Sambat, which requires borrowers to use loans only for their approved purposes. Banks and financial institutions have been directed to regularly monitor loan utilization and submit reports to the concerned authorities. Likewise, the Nepal Rashtra Bank has clarified the rules governing the entry and exit of foreign currency into Nepal. In a public notice, the central bank said both Nepali and foreign nationals may bring foreign currency equivalent up to $5,000 into Nepal without declaring it at customs. Amounts exceeding that limit must be declared upon arrival. The Nepal Rashtra Bank has also stated that Nepali and Indian citizens may carry or exchange Indian 200 and 500 rupee notes issued after November 9, 2016, subject to the existing limit of 25,000 Indian rupees per person. The central bank further reminded that Nepali citizens are not allowed to carry Indian currency to countries other than India or bring Indian currency into Nepal from third countries. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal has called on honorary consuls to play a greater role in strengthening Nepal's economic diplomacy by promoting trade, investment, tourism and technology transfer. Addressing the 19th Annual General Meeting and Charter Day of the Honorary Consul Corps Nepal in Kathmandu, Minister Khanal said honorary consuls can help expand Nepal's economic partnerships and deepen people-to-people, cultural and trade relations with other countries through their diplomatic international networks. Meanwhile, separately, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav attended a reception hosted by the Egyptian embassy in Kathmandu to mark Egypt's 74th National Day. The reception hosted by the ambassador of Egypt to Nepal was attended by heads of diplomatic missions, senior government officials, members of the diplomatic corps, political leaders, business persons, journalists, and other distinguished guests. Likewise, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization's country representative for Nepal, Ken Simizu, have discussed the production and branding of Nepal's local products. The minister said the government has begun drafting the necessary laws, while the FAO representative stressed the need to introduce a geographical indication or GI system to safeguard Nepal's unique products and prevent their misuse abroad. Similarly, Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Maeda Toru met Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Gita Chaudhary to discuss the modernization of Nepal's agricultural sector and the expansion of bilateral cooperation. Likewise, Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma has left for India on a four-day official visit at the invitation of Indian Chief Justice Suryakanta. During the visit, he is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with his counterpart and observe the functioning of the Supreme Court of India. He is scheduled to return home on July 27. The Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs has formed a high-level committee to implement the government's Year of Lawmaking and Reform campaign for the fiscal year 2083-84. Chaired by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Swabita Gautam, the committee will review existing laws, recommend the repeal of outdated legislation and propose amendments to ensure laws are consistent with the Constitution. The panel includes the Attorney General, the President of the Nepal Bar Association, the Chief Registrar of the Supreme Court, senior government secretaries, and other key legal officials. Minister for Education and Sports Sushmit Pokhrel has called for ending partisan influence in universities and ensuring greater academic autonomy and merit-based governance. Addressing the 67th anniversary celebration of Tribhuvan University in Kirtipur, the Education Minister said universities should preserve their academic independence and pledged that the government would not interfere in their affairs. Established in 1959, Tribhuvan University is the oldest university and currently serves around 500,000 students through its constituent and affiliated campuses across the country. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmel Sinha has said the government is committed to recognizing the film sector as an industry through appropriate policy reforms. During a discussion with filmmakers in Kathmandu, the minister said the government views cinema as a creative and economic sector that can promote language, culture and national identity while contributing to employment, exports and foreign exchange earnings. Filmmakers urged the government to introduce incentives, concessional loans and film-friendly policies to encourage investment and expand international markets. The Department of Livestock Services says no new cases of bird flu have been detected since July 17, indicating that the recent outbreak has largely been brought under control. Director General Dr. Umesh Dahal said the last confirmed case was reported in Sundarijal of Kathmandu on July 17. He said surveillance and testing are continuing in areas surrounding previous infection sites, but no new infections have been found. The outbreak, first confirmed in Morang 4 months ago, had spread to 11 districts. According to the department, the disease has now been fully controlled in 7 districts, while monitoring continues in the Kathmandu Valley and Kabri Polanchok district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions in West Asia continue to escalate as the United States carried out a 13th consecutive night of military strikes against Iran, saying the operations are aimed at reducing threats to commercial shipping linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps. U.S. President Donald Trump said he is considering a larger military response against Iran and warned that Tehran would be held responsible for attacks by Iran-backed groups in the region. Iran has reportedly launched missile and drone attacks targeting Jordan, Bahrain, and Kuwait, prompting strong condemnation from Gulf states, which described the attacks as violations of international law. The conflict has also rattled global energy markets. Brent crude oil has climbed above $100 a barrel for the first time since May after attacks on shipping routes in the Red Sea raised concern over global oil supplies. Analysts say higher oil prices could lead to increased fuel, transport, and consumer cost worldwide if the conflict continues. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the Tarai region will likely remain partly cloudy. Light to moderate rain or thunder showers accompanied by thunder and lightning are likely at a few places over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Similar conditions are also likely at a few places over the Tarai of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at one or two places over the Tarai of Kosi, Madhes and Sudarpashchim provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places over the hilly region of Lumbini province and the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough is currently located near its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister directs authorities to set up a domestic organic certification system, easing costly foreign certification. Nepal Rashtra Bank allows entry up to $5,000 without customs declaration. Department of Livestock Services says bird flu spread has been contained with no new cases reported since mid-July. And West Asia tensions escalate as U.S. strikes on Iran continue, pushing oil prices higher. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.